This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Last week was interesting for the bond market, even if it wasn't extreme in terms of its movement. The key event or events were the series of PCE price index updates. This is a bit confusing, so bear with me. The PCE price index is one of the two main price indices that the economy and that the Fed uses to gauge its nearness to the 2% inflation target. The Fed often refers to PCE as its preferred gauge in that regard, over CPI being the other one. And specifically, it is core PCE prices, as is often the case when we refer to CPI. That's the one that strips out more volatile food and energy prices. And here is the interesting part about PCE. It's released both in monthly terms and in quarterly terms, but that doesn't happen on the same day. The quarterly release is part of the GDP data, so that really only matters to the monthly numbers once per quarter when the first iteration of GDP is announced. This happened to be that iteration, and here is the biggest catch. The quarterly numbers are released a day before the monthly numbers. So does that allow the market to somehow divine the outcome of the monthly numbers? To some extent, yes. And that's what happened on Thursday when GDP came out. The PCE price index, the core PCE price index, was 0.4% higher than expected, which is a very big beat when it comes to core inflation, especially at a time when inflation is of such great importance to the rate market. So that caused bonds to jump immediately higher in yield. The catch when it comes to the quarterly versus monthly data is the quarterly data that we had on Thursday is not as fleshed out in terms of the underlying details as it will be 24 hours later in the monthly data. For instance, things like revisions to previous months and rounding changes could account for quite a big difference in the month-over-month change for the month of March. And that's exactly what happened. The previous 2 months of the quarter were revised slightly higher, and then rounding issues accounted for another 0.1% in the change, and ultimately the monthly numbers were able to hit their forecast of 0.3 versus 0.3 month over month. That was worth some small measure of consolation to the bond market, but traders are smart. They understand it's not just a factor of upward revisions to previous months making inflation look lower currently. They're still trading the entirety of Q1 inflation, just in a way that gives a little bit less preference to the most recent month, and thus it wasn't worth quite as much of a sell-off as we had seen. Bonds nonetheless ended Friday, the day the monthly release of PCE came out, at weaker levels than seen just before the release of the quarterly numbers the previous day. In other words, everything went down as it should have with respect to the bond market's reaction to the inflation data, but the volatility surrounding those two releases was very interesting due to the idiosyncrasies related to PCE data. The week ahead is far more interesting, unless you're really interested in PCE for some reason, but there's a lot going on this week. It starts today with the Treasury's refunding announcement borrowing estimates at 3 p.m., That will be a complete round trip as of Wednesday morning when the auction sizes are finalized. These two releases have been bigger market movers for the bond market in the past few quarters, so it could be a source of volatility as early as today and then again Wednesday morning. As the week continues, the most important day will be Wednesday, or at least the first day that we get that's of high importance will be Wednesday. That's not to say nothing happens on Tuesday. We do have the Employment Cost Index and several other economic reports, ECI. That's a report that the Fed has increasingly mentioned post-COVID as being relevant to the labor market and potentially to inflation as well. But Wednesday is the big day. There are reports in the morning with ADP jobs, ISM manufacturing, job openings, and there's also that Treasury refunding announcement at 8:30 a.m. But the Fed announcement is in the afternoon. So here we'll have a chance for Powell to comment on how much less likely any rate cuts are in 2024 after the recent data, which has been unfriendly to the notion of rate cuts. The Fed will also probably, possibly announce the start of QT tapering. That means it's not going to be rolling off bonds on its balance sheet as quickly as it had been. Some people think this will be a big deal for the bond market. Other people say it will be no deal for the bond market. It's hard to know exactly how much impact it will have, but certainly it's nothing at all like an announcement of new quantitative easing. And even if it was, it has been incredibly well telegraphed and is very widely expected, including the actual details of what's to be announced, which is a halving of the Treasury roll-off and no touch on the MBS roll-off, sadly, as that may be for the mortgage market. Thursday, not much going on apart from regularly scheduled jobless claims. And then Friday, of course, the big jobs report, 8:30 a.m., and ISM services at 10 a.m., not an insignificant market mover in and of itself. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.